You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest Mona Delfino returns for another show. Mona is a medical intuitive, vibrational healer, and shaman. She has been an exceptional body worker for over 20 years. Coming into this field of healing naturally, her passion and abilities as a healer became apparent at a very young age. In addition to her teachings in Reiki, polarity therapy, sound, toning, and crystal healing, structural therapy, and many indigenous vibrational medicines, Mona has studied with numerous indigenous teachers and shamans as well. The ultimate conclusion is that all healing comes from love. She has just released her new book, The Sacred Language of the Human Body, which was endorsed by Bernie Siegel and Norm Shealy. The book clearly explains conscious health in a changing world to the galactic human. Her website is, my allergies are acting up, Sacred Reconnections, and you can find it at www.sacredreconnections.com. But now, let's connect with the real deal and get Mona out here to talk to her. Hi, Mona, how are you?
I am doing fabulous, and thanks for having me on the show again. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, there was a second delay that I thought we'd lost you or
something. Oh, no, I was listening to what you had to say.
All right. Well, it was pretty interesting stuff.
I'll tell you, it's getting more interesting all the time.
Yeah, well, so now what's new since we talked last? You've come out with your new book.
I've actually come out with a new book, Lance. There's been a lot of change, a lot of recognition as to what's happening in our world, much, much more than even last time. I'm almost aware of everything on a daily basis anymore, of how things are moving and changing. I wake up with this knowledge and I go, oh, how am I going to get that out there today? You know, so it's just a fabulous time that we're in, and things are speeding up. They're happening fast. So what's happening, what's new? The book is just taking off. It came out in paperback yesterday, I believe, and on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And it's all about teaching and educating people on how to heal at home through their emotional bodies, their mental bodies, spiritual, you know, as we call, Lance, the as above, so below, and the body being the so below.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I'm going at this, to help people understand how to do it, because it's one thing for me to be doing it, you know, for individuals and teaching it in groups, but to get a book out there, it's a pretty big deal. And this has been, I've been pregnant with this thing for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know the feeling.
Yeah, you do. You certainly do. How are you?
I've been toying with the idea of doing it.
That's the latest.
I've been toying with the idea of doing another one myself, but, you know, I'll tell you, my hat goes off to anybody who can put themselves through that process of organizing their thoughts and doing something that truly is from the intent to empower others, which is a service to others. And in that process, of course, we're serving ourselves and serving the collective. So, you know, it does seem that we're at a point where it's crucial to raise the vibration of the collective right now. Are you seeing that as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. Yeah, there's no question about it. We are definitely in the times of evaluation, if you will, for your soul. You're going through it in order to expand yourself. This is what people call, Lance, the ascension symptoms. I mean, this is the time that people are feeling like there's several people that are feeling like they don't know their thoughts anymore. And literally they don't. And there's nothing wrong with that. The whole process that we're going through right now, I would really like to say, most importantly, that there's nothing wrong with you. One of the things that people are thinking is that there's got to be something wrong. We've been taught to believe that there's something wrong.
Yes,
so even in my book, I've got a part of the chapter that says, something's wrong, you say? You know, because it's truthfully, what's happening is we're rising above the dark. We're rising above the unknown. We're coming into even more consciously aware. And the more we do that with teamwork, with each other, and we talk about things that are going on, the more you'll hear other people say, oh, you doing that too? You get dizzy too? Or you get numbness in your hands? Oh, I thought I was doing that because maybe, I don't know, I thought maybe I was overly stressed.
Yeah.
But what's happening is we're being downloaded from a magnetic field. And and we can go into that a little bit if you'd like to.
Yes, I think that would be good.
Okay, all right. You remember our lovely friend John J. Harper?
Oh, yes. And I know that you have a whole section dedicated, well, a whole book dedicated to him. And boy, he's been on your shoulder, hasn't he?
He certainly has, and he's here tonight, too.
God bless him. Yes, he is.
Very much so. Songs have been coming on the radio that are very similar to what John and I would talk about, and it's like, oh, my gosh. And I can even feel him on my left side and go, okay, buddy, let's go.
You know, I love it.
It's fun because
Jay.
He loves you, and he loves, you know, he loves everything going on right now because he knows the importance of it and the power behind the magnetic force that's occurring, which is what I talked about in the last chapter of the book called The Galactic Human.
Yes.
And so that particular part of it, Lance, is about us being magnetized. And the thing about that, I'll explain that. It's like we are like magnetic filings right now being lifted out. And that's what they call ascension symptoms. Okay, so when you start feeling yourself kind of losing thoughts, or you lost things like, oh gosh, I know I just put my keys down, and where did I put them? That kind of thing. This is a normal occurrence today. And these are the things that are happening, but it's not about saying that you're losing it. It's about you're gaining it. But what you're gaining is more awareness, but you're doing it through a higher force. So see, what's happening is that everything that we encountered in the past, all of our angers and our misunderstandings and our relationship problems and, you know, on and on, are actually being given to the surface now, and they are right there, and we have to confront them in order to release them. And so we actually have a big blessing going on, if you will, in the world, because we're releasing. The earth is always the last to know.
Yeah, you know,
and we're in the time of the Virgo land, so we're hopping over here in Virgo land. You know,
oh, that's right. You and Mahal and I are all Virgos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mahala sends her love, by the way.
Oh, love back. I wish we were going to do a three-way tonight, but we'll do that another night with Mahala.
Yeah, we
I'm
will,
happy
because
to,
she's
to
got
spend
some
time
interesting
with,
stuff.
We are doing the three-way, you and John. Okay. I got it.
There we go. Yeah. So it's all about that, and it's just real important for people to know that we're transforming, we're transcending, and many of your audience listeners know that this is what's happening, but the clarity of hearing it from someone that works with it on a minute-by-minute daily basis, it's important to know that you're just getting better. You're not stupid. You're not incapable. You are more than capable, and you're being given the authority by your own soul through the collective consciousness that we're all developing here in order to heal, in order to feel better, in order to understand more. But, you know, they say, Lance, that, you know, there's that chaos theory going on right now, and that's what it comes down to, is that it's chaos that's occurring within our bodies and also in our world in order to open the new avenues, the new doors.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's where we're at.
Yes, I would agree with you, and, you know, there are many different ways to see that. Bashar describes it, or Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, describes it like the rubber band effect, where we've been drawn back so far into the negative that it's like the rubber band that's been pulled back, or the slingshot, and at a certain moment, perhaps it's like the 100th monkey theory, you lose the grip of the rubber band, and it snaps. And the further we go into the negative, the further we can ascend into the positive. So it's like a catapult. And I try to see the negativity that's going on around me and some of the horrible, I'm labeling them horrible, but some of the horrific biologic things going on around us that are degrading us. as positive, because they will eventually, we will snap, literally, into the higher dimensions. And when we do, the further we've gone down, the further we'll go up. So,
exactly. And the catapulting, that's an excellent description, because the catapulting is a really good word. It's almost like, you know how I term it? We're on a tilt-a-whirl.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Very visual.
We're like on a tilt-a-whirl, one of those, you know, carnival rides, because what's happening is we're surging, and we surge forward. And each time now that we have a full moon or a new moon or an eclipse, these things that are occurring in our astrological ways are really pushing us, and they're pushing us forward. And if we're not ready for it, then, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with choosing anything that you choose. You're just going to, you know, deal with that one way or another. But when you feel the surge, it would be a really good idea to let go and let yourself feel it, and don't try to hold on to things that don't matter anymore, because it's two steps forward, one step back, according to what Spirit always tells me. It's always a process in learning, is two steps forward, one step back. But now the word catapult comes in, and it says catapult forward, rubber band snap back.
Exactly. And you know, as you said, you know, when we have those, what seems like a backward moment, and it seems like we've lost the progress, that's simply another spiral, but it never goes back as low as it was. So the general progress is a spiral that's becoming more centralized, and as we get towards the center, it's kind of like going through a black hole. In fact, we may be going through a black hole.
Yes.
And and that's when there's a moment of no time and complete compression, and everything just is at once. And then from that, you come out the other side of it. And it just sometimes it seems like this is going on forever, but, you know, we came here for that reason. And the longer that this is progressing, I think that the more opportunities people will have to awaken.
Exactly. And, you know, being in that 26,000-year cycle, you know, there's so many cyclical patterns that are occurring today that we have the opportunity to learn from, and then to create from the knowledge that we are given. And then once we get it within ourselves and we get that aha moment, then that pushes us. That'll even be the catapult within our hearts, and we can learn from that aha moment. As long as we keep ourselves aware of what's happening around us, we don't have to buy into anything anymore. One of the most important things, of course, as we know, Lance, is to, you know, come from within ourselves, and we are now the pillar. And I believe I might have said that in the last show, but we're the pillar now. We, each and every one of us, is the pillar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the past, our religions have really, really taught us that, you know, you're of service and you're out there, you're out there, you're out there. Well, you can't be out there, because you're giving in deficit unless you come from the inside. Mm-hmm. If you come from the inside, that means that your heart is going to give itself to the service, but you can't really do that. You're going to get too tired or too full from having too much outside of yourself.
Yes.
And this is what people are experiencing today. They're getting too full, and they're getting bombarded with a lot of things happening out there, and they forget that they are in their own right, their own world, and they have the right to make these choices within themselves and say the word no.
If
you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And then when we do make those mistakes of judgment where we're not following our intuition, and we think, oh, I should have listened to my first thought, you know, I knew this was going to happen, well, that's just an opportunity to flex your intuitive muscle and recognize an opportunity, file that away in your mental filing cabinet. It may get lost, but because of the magnetics, don't forget we're going through, the Earth's poles are changing as well, so the magnetics are ripping everything apart.
Right.
And we are literally losing our minds, and it's a good thing we are. It really
I think
is.
So.
Yeah, we have to lose our minds.
As long as you know that you got to trust the process. And I think the hardest thing for people right now that I've experienced with my clientele is that because they don't understand it, they're afraid. And they don't trust the process because they have to deal with, and you know, when you think about how many years we've actually had to deal with the changes already, we really have. There's been a couple years already that have kicked in full force with these changes, and we're not even aware of it. It's like sometimes we go, oh yeah, that did happen, didn't it? But we forget that these were big things at the time. You look at all of the things that we've already had to encounter in the last 2 to 3 years, including the economy collapse, and you sit back and you go, oh my God, what we've had to encounter, but look at us today. What did it do for you? You know, what has it done for you, and what is it doing now? It's giving you more of a creative process to figure out what you really want, not what you had. If you're losing a job, it's because there's something better for you somewhere else within you that wants out.
Precisely.
And so nobody in my book, I've got this wonderful line, Lance, that says, nothing. I said, at the risk of sounding like Sheldon Cooper in The Big Bang Theory, there's nothing at random.
Yeah, right. Right, that's right.
Nothing's random. Everything happens for a reason. And so, you know, you can't live your life thinking, oh, yeah, I believe in the law of attraction, and then think you're a victim.
Thank you.
So these are the things that are happening today, and I'm really happy to talk about it because it includes our health, and I know that people want to hear about the health situation and how we're being affected. But because that's really an important point, is that we are being affected. There is no way on this planet that you can't be feeling these changes. I've had somebody ask me the other day, well, what about those people that say they aren't? I say, well, they're naturally going into something different. And they don't always have to know. I mean, you know, you don't always have to feel consciously aware of something because maybe you already are. And to read a book on it says, oh, yeah, so, you know, maybe they don't. It's like an atheist, you know. Atheist loves nature, but may not have to say he believes in God. But at the same time, because he's got a good heart and he loves nature, well, there you have it. So that's the kind of thing going on right now, is that people are transitioning, and on every level, including death.
Yes.
You know, but this is all part of the process, and it's part of the choices, and it's part of the learning experiences. I was talking to someone the other day and ended up saying, you know, death is really a teacher. It's a teacher to us. And it's helping us because we know from people like James Van Praagh and Jonathan Edwards and wonderful mediums that, you know, there is no death and that there's always a memory, or there's something that you're keeping about that beautiful person that you knew or that you loved. And that memory is actually becoming stronger today as you're living. This is what's happening. The magnetics of the expansion is occurring, and when it has to do with spiritual processes or reminiscent of something that you've known on a spiritual level, it's stronger than it used to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely right. And one thing about the medical profession, not the medical profession, I don't want to make any blanket statements about that, but about the medical industry and the pharmaceutical industry, is that we've given away so much power to our physicians that it's time for us to remember that the power is within us, that the true healing power comes within us. And I have a friend who just worries herself to death, and she takes antibiotics at the drop of a hat, and of course, you and I know that the human body has infinite power and infinite wisdom to heal itself if you allow it to. And so she's constantly killing everything in her body and then, you know, wondering why things are going wrong. And, you know, people drink tap water, which has fluoride in it, and we could get into that conversation. But, I'm a big believer in drinking distilled water, and you know, we'll talk about that whenever we talk about it.
Sure.
To keep those chemicals and things flushed out, but the whole old paradigm system is collapsing, and it behooves us, as you know, to start moving away from projecting our power onto others and to take it back, finding natural holistic solutions to like our grandparents had.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And even being followers anymore, you know, you thinking that you follow something, you know, people can read spiritual books till they're blue in the face, and they're just going to keep following and following and following and paying all this money to go see these spiritual teachers and all that stuff, but they don't actually grasp the concept of what's within themselves long enough to be able to really do it at a drop of a hat. This
yep.
is what quantum physics is about, and it's about what you're capable of today. I want to really encourage that because people don't think they are. They don't know the difference. And the thing is that the memories are so important to understand that they are just memories. They don't have to feed you the way they used to because that's not necessary. In my book, I've got a whole list of things that people have in conditions. I use the term condition, not diagnosis. Don't like that word. But I use the term condition because conditions are more understood as being just a condition. In other words, you don't have to be labeled.
Yeah, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And that helps to understand what's happening in the body. And
exactly.
So these are the things that are occurring. But if you understand the cause, well, obviously you're going to, attach to the effect. You can't help it. It's one and the same. So you hear the cause of why you have something on a real level. And that's what my book explains. A lot of this is about, what these causes are. And then you can go right into the effect, and it can heal a lot faster as long as you understand it. Now, that's where I call it the two or more are gathered, Lance. It's like when you confront something, when you look at something straight ahead in the face and you don't have any fear about it, you just look at it. Just look at it. There's nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong with seeing it. You're
mm-hmm.
going to find out that it's not that hard.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that hard to do. It's the idea that we've been born with from our doctors and from the other areas of whatever kind of healings you've had. If it has to do with, oh, God, there's something wrong with me, then you're going to have an issue about
yes.
looking at something,
exactly.
or even if a loved one had something. But if you look at it direct, you'd know that it's actually going to help you to recognize it. It's where the truth sets you free by this Big Bang concept of recognition. That's all it is. And so you're recognizing something, and you're giving yourself permission to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, voila, guess what? You know, things start to heal. And in the times that we're in, we're going to use this energy of magnetism to help heal ourselves.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the difference. And if we do it together and we're able to understand it easier, guess what? We have a whole new healthcare field.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time. And it will emerge out of the ashes of the old one, which is so barbaric. You know, the solution to everything seems to be costly procedures in which you hack away with sharp knives, you give toxins that kill everything in the body, and you completely denounce any wisdom that the body has and consider it, non-existent.
Oh, so, sure. And then you can take a drug and try to numb it, but then and people know this,
yeah.
a lot of people know this, you know, medication, well, what are you going to do if you have pain? What are you going to do? It's obvious that, pain is there, so, take an ibuprofen or take a hot bath.
Oh, get some Vicodin get something stronger, get some painkillers and get a nice addiction
yeah.
going on top of it.
And the addiction starts. Oh, yeah, it's obvious with Michael Jackson was a big eye-opener for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, a lot of our stars were, and including
and
Whitney
are.
Houston recently. Whitney Houston went through it. And it's one thing that, everybody's got a judgment or everyone has an opinion on these things. But really, when you think about it, we are all responsible. Every one of us is responsible for our own being. And if you look at it like you're your own separate world and that you're walking around, of course we're not separate, but if you can see it as you're responsible, how do you want your world to be? How would you like your world to be? And if you see it from, oh my gosh, I would just love to see peace, well then become peace. If you
yep.
see that you want to see a green grass growing all over the place, then become fruitful in
yep.
the things that you do and help your love to grow. That's a lot of what we're doing when we respond to nature. We're coming at one with everything right now. The oneness within ourselves is the oneness we are placing in our world. You can't
oh, yeah.
help it.
Yeah.
It's one of
beautifully
the things.
Said. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to have fun.
oh, God, are you kidding?
I mean, my
That's
goodness.
Like...
The fun gets drained out of living when people get caught up in the cycle of having to, support themselves with several jobs and raising kids and doing dishes and cooking food, and you end up on the hamster wheel, and then there's no time left for you. So it's really vital to take time for yourself and to, stop and smell the coffee. Do a walking meditation. If you're walking down the street, just work on stopping thoughts, slowing thoughts down and on being inside yourself and looking from the inside out and being the person who is causing the smile in others to appear. You know, somebody said, I think it was Bashar that said, that you can't look in the mirror and expect it to smile first.
I love when people channel.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Such good information.
Yeah, I love it. So, you know, I try to remember that. Sometimes
point.
I'll go into a store with a dour look, and I wonder why everybody's so, you know, so angry. Oh, I forgot to smile. And the second I change my inner state, everybody is, you know, everybody else seems to change around me. So, yeah.
Exactly. You know what's really funny that you said that? That's really funny. Did you read my acknowledgments in my book?
Yeah.
The very first statement out of my mouth for acknowledgments was, I'm acknowledging all the people that smiled at me in a grocery store or down the street that didn't know who I was.
Yes, yes, I love that. I loved it.
Yeah. That was really fun. That was fun doing that book. I have to tell you, that was fun. It wasn't labor. It was actually fun. I took my time with it, and I knew the dates that you're supposed to be writing and the other dates where you have to leave it alone and go for that walk. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It is
very
a process.
Important.
It's like a wine. You know, there are times when it has to rest, or maybe baking bread is a better analogy. You know, you need it for a while. I remember baking bread with my grandmother, who was a pioneer from Kansas, and she had arms that would, a sumo wrestler would envy. She could punch a bread, get it to rise faster than, anything, lickety-split.
Didn't want to get on her bad side, huh?
Oh, no. She was a wonderful soul and, you know, probably a guiding light for me.
Absolutely.
So when that bread rises again, you know, you just have to leave it alone and not jiggle anything.
That's right. And
that's
a really good analogy, Lance. I love that analogy because that's what happens with us. You know, we get so wound up and literally learning how to rest and relax. This has been the situation for the last 2 weeks. In particular, the last 2 weeks, people have needed to rest. We've got some interesting times ahead of us, and I'll be honest. We've got some stuff coming up that we're going to have to deal with and, you know, in our world, and because we've got an eclipse coming, and we've got a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse in June. So we've got the lunar eclipse is coming up on May 20th. And so we have some interesting planets reacting to that right now. As Mahala loved to share that with me a little bit tonight because she couldn't be with us. And she put it this way. She said, May 20th eclipse crosses the dragon and the serpent lines in two places. One is Mount Shasta, and the other one is Mount Fiji. She says, I think that's really interesting. She says, the goddess cross is in the heavens on June 24th. The fourth point is the moon's node on 3 Sag. It is a perfect cross on 3 degrees feminine signs. The moon on Virgo, or in Virgo, will be right on top of my Pluto, my personal Pluto, and her personal moon. And so she says, the meaning of Jupiter on 3 Gemini is a spiritual blessing. It will come to the pure of heart. So she's saying that it is an absolute blessing for what will be happening. And if you are understanding your heart and you're able to give yourself that relaxation and that time where you do, like you said, you know, take a walk or give yourself 5 minutes where you're sitting down with nobody around you, it's really important right now. Because that's the part where you're pulling into your own source. And we need to do that. It's interesting because I was reading, speaking of like Bashar, I was reading Rana Herman. Are you familiar with Rana Herman?
Yes, I am.
Rana is a friend of mine, and she's just an awesome lady. And
she's been
channeling Archangel Michael for like 40-something years, and she's amazing. She does that once a month. And this last one she did, I always find it fascinating because every time now that she does this, I get an email on the channel, you know, and every time I get one, it's like, oh, my God, I was just telling people that. Really funny. But this last one she said was Archangel Michael had actually called the heart a God cell. G-O-D, a God cell, C-E-L-L. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that
so
would make sense.
Says that's the part of us that's so related, and we knew that, but the way that was put, a God cell. I thought that
I like
awesome.
That. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty. So these are the things occurring today, sweetie, that I want to give people a few pointers, because it's, I know how difficult it has been on some people. And if you can understand that, here's some pointers of healing that you can have for yourself, this will help you for when the times come in May and June, if anything does happen in our world. If, you know, you never know if there's going to be another major earthquake, or if there's going to be some other disaster, or if we're going to have some weird war breakout. You know, you just don't know what's happening today, because we do have a very strong, volatile time that we're in right now.
Yeah.
And so the volatile time is also a vulnerable time. And so some of the things I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the 10 pointers for healing that I have, that's also in the book, but it'll help in understanding how to, you know, take care of yourself. And the first one is stay in the moment. This is where all power of life exists and creates the way of alignment with universal intelligence. So stay in the moment, number one. Number two, pay attention. You are the only one responsible for your actions, your reactions, and your non-actions. Number three, be the observer. All of life is based on our perspectives. Number four, be careful in taking life too personally. It was meant to enjoy, not fight. Number five, be honest with yourself at all times. Number six, listen with more than your ears. See with more than your eyes. Insights and truths can be gained through this allowance. Number seven, be aware of your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Number eight, quit blaming others. Quit blaming altogether. Don't even talk about how. Don't say things like, you know, I'm stupid, or I'm dumb, or
right.
Do that. You know, dumbing yourself down never helped anything.
Absolutely.
So there has, you know, never been a case recorded at any time that has ever healed because they blame something or someone, you know. So
exactly.
We have to watch our words. And,
yep.
And number nine, remember that every moment you live, you are making a choice. It's precious. Make a good choice for yourself. You'll see the difference. And you know what else? If you've got people that are on your case right now or blaming you, you know how you deal with it? Instead of fighting back or attacking or protecting, that word protection is really coming up a lot for people. And you know what I tell them? It's like, you know what? You only protect that which you are drawing to yourself. You're actually going to draw more if you use the word protection. My suggestion is use the word just take care of yourself. And the way you do that is, and this is an old Native American way of doing it. When Native Americans used to say, you know thy enemy, that's the way it was phrased. But basically, if you've got people coming at you, one of the things you want to do is, that's like a darkness. That's a fear. That's something within us that we get scared because we don't know how to deal with that. Okay? And the thing you want to do is don't fight it. What you do, instead of saying, oh, my God, I'm going to sue him or I'm going to take care of him one way or another, you know, you don't do that because actually nobody ever really want to fight. They didn't win it. And so what you've got to do is you've got to really realize inside of your heart that you're going to rise above it, take the challenge and rise above it, and don't let it get to you. Pretend in some ways you could actually say, you know, this is not that I'm denying it, but I'm going to say to myself that I'm rising above this because I can see this as a negative fight and a negative disorder that they're carrying because they're unhappy. And so, you know that old saying in the movie Hook, remember years ago with Dustin Hoffman and Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
She looked at Hook and she says, you need a mommy really, really bad. I've noticed I say that to people that get mad at me for walking my dog. And if they say, get that dog off my grass, I'll turn. I said, oh, my goodness. You know, and I just kind of, okay. And then I pull my dog off and I go down the street and I go, you need a mommy really, really bad.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, and stuff like that. So that's the way that we can start looking at things, and we need to. We really, really need to, because it's time to get it together. Really time to get it together.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree with you more. And I think part of what you're saying, too, is holding your integrity. And in addition to being truthful with yourself, being truthful with others. And and then live in a state of continual self-forgiveness. So so that we've already forgiven ourselves for having fallen on our face many, many more times, because we've done it before, we'll do it again, we'll make mistakes, we're continually in a correction process. Earth is in a correction process, the solar system is in a correction process, and there are correction energies blasting from the core outward. So It's an important time to just remember to live in allowance, total allowance.
Live in allowance.
Allow all that
That's
is.
That's right. That's right. Live in allowance and watch the money come in.
Right. There you go. There you go. Now, there's an astrologer who, his name is Carl Boudreau, and he does a monthly video. It's called North Watapa Astrology. And he says in his astrology that May is going to be an amazing month, just as Mahala stated. Tons of mutable energy, several six-pointed stars, including two different kinds, a five-pointed star and a solar eclipse, a huge overwhelming turning point of a month. Do not expect clarity, but you can expect a lot of help. As weird and wild and crazy as the vibes are, May is loaded with positive synchronicity. So just remember that. When things come up, as you said, we don't know what the world is going to do. That's a that's important. It's not what's out there that's real. It's what's inside. And reacting in fear is not an option. That simply keeps the illusion in place. So it's important when things come up in the projection, in the theater that we're sitting in, in our easy chairs in this ride, to remember that fear is, it's just a movie. It's just a movie. And when the movie's over, you can go back and look at the scenes and you can play it and you can listen to the commentary by the director. And you're the director, so, you know, just remember that it's your show. And you don't have to get upset or fearful by it.
Absolutely. Again, that's the statement I was making. It's your world.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's your world. What do you want in it? What do you want to create in it? And creation is important to understand that, because that's really what we're doing. We're manifesting in a creation. It actually goes above manifestation.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It just becomes the oneness. When you rise above stuff and you realize that you can, if you really are caught in the moment of feeling upset, you know, deal with it. One of the things that I loved in the early 90s when Barbara Marciniak came out with the book Bringers of the Dawn.
Oh, I love I'm reading one of her. I think I'm reading that one right now. I am. I've got it by my books. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I
was going, oh my gosh, she's right on the money. I'm a systems buster. Of course, that's it. So anyway, go on with what you were saying about Barbara.
Yeah, well, you know, she was actually saying that, you know, when she channels the Pleiadians, for people that don't know Barbara Marciniak's work, she's a beautiful, beautiful channel. I mean, beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely
the information,
wonderful.
The information is unbelievable. And back in 1989, she wrote the book called Bringers of the Dawn. And in that book, she's got information in there that is sometimes redundant for a reason. Because back in those days, we didn't realize that all of this was coming about. Of course, we didn't. A lot of us didn't understand it. Some of us were looking for it, but, you know, here it came. So one of the things that's most important in that book has to do with our emotions. When people deny their emotion, they actually stop the process of their heart to work properly. It brings a wall to the point where that poor heart can't feel. And so you can't deny your emotions. You've got to really learn to feel your emotions, not to be fearful of feeling, because you can't help it anymore. We're transducers, you know. We're receivers. You know, and givers of this wonderful, we're magnetized by the universe right now. And so being transducers, we need to feel. It's all there is to it. And there's a lot of interesting stuff coming with that. But that book in particular talked about the emotions. So if anybody really wants to look into it again and check it out, they have that book, Lance. Don't they have it at, like, the library anymore now? Bringers of the Dawn. Sometimes you can get it at thrift stores.
I've
seen it all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's one of my all-time favorites. And that one and another one that I highly recommend as one of my own personal handbooks is Barbara Hand Clow's Alchemy of Nine Dimensions. And she channels some of the Pleiadian material as well, but it brings you the ability to tap into all nine dimensions immediately.
Yes.
You know, we get so stuck in thinking that, oh, we're going to the fourth, we're going to the fourth density, oh, my God. And then we realize, oh, my God, there's a fifth density, and then from there we can springboard from the other. But all the densities, all the dimensions are available to us now in a canopy, and the fourth is a filter, And she gives a brilliant way of tapping into all nine dimensions immediately.
She does.
So, yeah,
that's another
it's important not to limit ourselves.
I love the way she discusses the dimensions, and it's very true because me being a sound healer and a shaman, vibrational healer, I understand all of this, and I know it goes from, you know, the fifth dimension right now that we're actually coming into all of them. That's why it's so good that you said that, because they're all kind of interconnected. You really can't have one without another. You know,
exactly.
It's like our emotional, mental body along with our physical body. It's all one unit.
Yep.
And so we've got the fifth dimension is unconditional love. And that's what we're coming into now. We're starting to feel the releases, but these are big things. These aren't just words. These are realities that are occurring that are helping us to rise above the conditioning that we've been used to from the third dimension. And then the sixth dimension has to do with sacred geometry.
Yes.
Seventh goes into, I believe, sound therapy. The eighth is light, the light, and the ninth is all of it combined. It's bliss. It's the higher form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
And it's connected to the sun. Actually, that's actually a sun reality is the ninth dimension.
And you know what?
So
I've
there's
been,
all kinds of stuff like that.
What I've been doing lately is I've been starting to do a little bit of sun gazing as well in the mornings and at night at dusk.
Mm-hmm.
And you were
into
the. You are a big sun follower. You took thousands of pictures of the sun.
Oh, you're darn tootin'. I got 3,000 pictures of the sun. I was told by Spirit to take that in Hawaii in 2006. They said people are going to want to see these later on.
Yes. Well, that could be another book for you.
Yeah. I showed John when he was alive. I sat down with John and his wife, Connie, and we went through all 3,000 pictures.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's like my friend in Ojai, Randy the Orb Lady, I call her, because she has thousands of pictures of orbs, and I was graced with the ability to go down to Anelia Benza's meet and greet in Santa Barbara, where I was born, and I rode with Anelia, and it was a wonderful opportunity to get to know her, and I just love her, and I love her work. And but I spent a couple of days with Randy, and she just had one story after another, and I looked at these orb pictures, and you could feel the energy coming from them. And some of them look like a McDonald's arch. Some of them look like fairies. I mean, amazing stuff. And people are catching on to this stuff in so many different ways.
Yes. And that's another thing I have is I have every night I do orb pictures as well, Lance.
Oh, every single night.
And I get them all the time. That's why when I sent you those couple of them in the email, I have lots of orb pictures. And, you know, I mean, if people want to see them, if you're not on Facebook, I post them on Facebook sometimes. I get the most interesting things because sometimes what happens is they'll show you a universe or you'll see the orbs that look like planets, and they'll actually be like in the form of a constellation.
Mm-hmm,
it's the craziest thing in the world, and you sit there and you go, am I making this up? You know, and the truth is, no, you're not, because it's happening right in front of you, and you can actually see, they'll show you, like orbs will look even like ships. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
They'll look like spaceships, and you sit there and you go, oh, my. And the way that they look, and sometimes they've got these lines in them that look like the flower of life. And I've got one that looks just like the flower of life. And but you get lots of different kinds. I get a lot of gold ones. Pleiadians come in, and they're large pink orbs. And so they have more of a pinky color. And so the colors are very prominent now in an orb. So if you get pictures and they have colors in them, rejoice in it, because you're getting different dimensional conscious beings that are coming through to you.
Do you feel that the dimensions are starting to commingle and that we're moving in that direction?
That's what the Galactic Human chapter is all about.
Well, of course, that's why I have it here in front of me, so I'm kind of scanning it as we talk.
You want to read us page two? Let's see, paragraph four. No, okay. that's what's happening, honey. We are becoming more, we're becoming more intuitive.
Yep.
And we're becoming more telepathic.
Yeah.
And we're able to share our energies more. When you start feeling love for somebody now, you know how important it is when you start feeling from your heart. It makes more difference now than it ever did before. And you can actually feel yourself connecting to somebody different now than you used to. The times are changing, and because the vibrations are shifting into higher gear and faster at that, then you're noticing that you're feeling stronger. And mm-hmm. and that's the connection you're carrying. Now, you are going to pick up the energy transference from people as well. That's very important to understand. Energy transference happens on a regular basis. And the more sensitive you are, some beautiful, sensitive people out there listening to this show tonight are knowing that they're picking up on other people. And this is a common occurrence.
Yes.
So the biggest question I have that people ask me is, Mona, how do I change that? And I say, well, you can't. You really can't, because that's not about – you can't stop that from happening. If you're sensitive, it's going to continue. The way you work with it, though, is that you tell yourself, because you love yourself, you tell yourself, this isn't mine. You can literally say, this
yes.
is not mine.
Yes.
And when you say those words, that's very powerful. That's
yes.
like saying
yes.
you have no power over me.
Yes.
And so you don't become a victim to somebody else's pain, you see?
That's
and
right.
And so you take your power back and you empower yourself by saying, this is not mine. But you can be compassionate, because we're in the fifth dimension for unconditional love, see? And so we have the encouragement of the universe to become more loving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautifully said. I have a friend who goes, she picks up a lot of stuff empathically, and she's going through one hell of a ride right now. And one of the things that I see is happening in her life is an inability to trust her higher self. There's so much nattering away with the lower self that she isn't being able to make the distinctions between the inner voice, which is guiding her, and the lower ones, which are just, you know, pulling the rug out from underneath their feet. So it's kind
right.
of like, you know, and I'm sure you see this a lot with clients, you know, that some of us will hear an inner voice that says, you know, well, that's probably not wise to go there because X, Y, Z. And then we continually do this, and that sets up kind of a self-replicating system of pain, which becomes included in the neurons. The neurons transmit, and it's as if we're having pleasure. So it becomes a pleasurable thing to feel this emotional guilt and pain. So
right.
by changing that path in the neuronal brain cell, the firings, you can actually change that if you start listening to your own higher guidance.
Exactly. Behavior patterns can actually become addictive.
And oh,
yeah. they, unconsciously and consciously, they can become addictive because you're used to certain behavior patterns to reoccur. And so by pulling back and recognizing it, which we're doing a lot of today, again, we're going to force ourselves to really go, yes, we're positive. We're going to do the positive thing here, because it's more about going into this positively and understanding it. Two things are occurring, Lance. There are people that are downfalling right now. The truth is they're going down in themselves because they're keeping the pattern, and they're afraid of it, so they keep themselves down. The other part of us is, like I said before, coming through and not fighting about it, but just kind of going, I'm going to try something a little different.
Yeah.
And not make a big deal about it, because truthfully, it's not a big deal. What's that old saying? Everything you worry about, you know, it
yeah.
becomes a prayer of the things you don't want.
Right. Right, exactly. So exactly. And you know, I just was reading something about the Mayan calendar, which is, you know, continually, it still continues even though it's supposedly over. People are tracking this information, and we're entering into the another night. So
right.
it's a time of going in and exploring the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
And with all these
yes.
different aspects that you were talking about earlier that Mahalo was sharing with you, and with these, you know, 5 and 6-pointed Stars of David going on for a matter of weeks, mm-hmm. there could be a lot of interesting things popping up in May and in June. And
yes.
according to Terrence McKenna's work, if you follow Time Wave Zero, we have passed the point of the highest peak of novelty, no novelty,
mm-hmm.
and we're descending into increased novelty, which is...
Exactly.
Yeah, and that will continue as a descent into December 2012, when there's absolute maximum novelty. And novelty could be considered things like of the war in Germany with Hitler's Hitler and the rest of it. That's one aspect of novelty. Absolute, you know, everything's going on at the same time. And we could be seeing, you know, many different things going on simultaneously as we are multidimensional, and a lot of different cosmic periods, Atlantis, Lemuria, the Egyptian periods, the Mayans. This is all a recurring scene, and it's playing itself out. 6.4 billion year cycles. Everything is cycling around the 26,000 year cycle. All of them are ending around December in 2012 and in 2013. So it's not going to, shouldn't be surprising that there's going to be a lot going on. Look at the radiation things going on in Fukushima, the oil spills that are going on. Regardless of whether one believes these are intentional events or not, they're divinely inspired, ultimately, to help us awaken.
That's right. Well, it's almost like we got a global cosmic book right now in front of us.
And if we
look at it, it's got a lot to look at within itself. and every day is a new chapter.
Yeah.
So what did you learn from that chapter? There'll be a quiz next week.
Yeah, it's just frustrating sometimes for those of us that have been watching this play unfold to see humanity continuing down this road of greed and corruption and just complete disregard for the interconnectedness of everything and the life, you know, the beauty of life within all things.
And I want to mention right now, there's something, I'm going to kind of be a little bold here. A lot of people are very, very concerned about the chemtrails, and I just have to say something here.
Okay.
It is true that, you know, whatever is happening, okay? But
yep.
What my suggestion is again, your empowerment is going to make a difference. What you feel will make a difference to how you react to it, okay?
Yeah.
So it's no different. Energy is going to continue, Lance. It's going to get stronger.
Yeah.
And so the more that we realize that we are empowered beings, the less you have to be fighting over something like that and going, oh, God, it's going to kill me. It's going to kill us. It's going to damage it. Please be careful with that. And the reason I say that is because you're giving yourself that sentence. This is what we're doing to ourselves when we become fighters in it. What we have to do is not buy it. We don't buy into it. And this is what I'm talking about when you have to see through the darkness. And here's something I'm going to tell you. It's almost like a placebo effect, but it's beautiful because we design it. And we don't have to have things happen as long as we are aware that we're not really going to buy into something. And here's what I mean by that. Back in, I think it was, again, it was in the 80s where Deepak Chopra came out with that beautiful book that should have been a new Bible and everybody could have had it on their shelf called Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, one of my favorite books.
Mm.
I used to teach out of that in my 20s. It was just a beautiful book. Now, there was one part in there, in the very beginning part, where he talks about placebo in a sense, but he talks about, it's not really placebo, it's interconnectedness. And he talks about how there are two cages of rats, and one cage has like 20 rats, the other cage has 20 rats. They bring people in to have this one cage, they talk to the rats, they pet the rats, you know, they caress them, they hold them, and then they put them back in the cages. And the other cage doesn't get any love, any attention, they're just rats, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is after a period of about 2 or 3 weeks, then after this is an everyday thing where these people come in and they love these rats, they talk to them, they, you know, and then, so after about 3 weeks, they place poison in the cages for the food.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the rats that haven't had attention will die. They did die. The ones that had the attention, the love, the caressing, and the talking, acted as though they never ate anything different.
Mm. Well, now, I'm going to play a little bit of the devil's advocate and say, what would you say about the rats that were fed genetically modified food that were deformed and died? And what would you say to those people who are now suffering from horrible blisters related to Morgellons disease, which is directly related to the chemtrails?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what the consideration is. See, this is what I'm saying. It's almost like a thought form that's come true. And what I'm saying is that we have the empowerment within ourselves to change it. There's nothing we can't do, Lance. There's nothing we can't do. If we can change this and we can start seeing things from a different perspective, which is what my book is about, then we can start recognizing what these dimensions are, what they mean when we start really working with this stuff. And that doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to cure things overnight.
Well, right,
but
right.
It doesn't.
But it's about decoding the information.
We are learning.
And transforming.
We are learning
yeah.
through it.
Yeah.
And basically, this is what we're doing. It's amazing. It's just amazing what we can do. Also, just really quickly, I had a client call me this morning. And I haven't talked to her in about 6 months. And I wondered, you know, how she was doing. I'd think of her every now and then. Anyway, she called me and she said, Mona, I finally had a kidney transplant. And this woman is a beautiful angelic lady. Okay, she's a wonderful person. Wouldn't harm anyone, but she had a little bit of anger to the humanity. She'll admit that. And
yeah.
and so you know, I mean, there was anger there. So what,
yeah.
That's why the kidney actually got dysfunctional. So the kidney's about being pissed off.
right. Got it.
I'll be candid. Anyway, so what happened was she ended up telling me that she had a kidney transplant. Well, listen to this. So the kidney that she ended up getting was from somebody who'd had a really poor lifestyle.
Oh, no.
She didn't realize.
Oh,
and
dear.
So it took
You've
her
You've got to interview
months.
Your kidney before you take one in.
You got it.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so anyway, but the bottom line, I know we're running out of time here, but the bottom line is that she ended up having to get through it, and she could feel the intensity of that negativity in the
yeah.
organ itself. She could feel it.
Oh, yes,
she said
yes.
It took so much for her to have to change that, but today she's actually learned how to do it, and she says it's probably one of the best things that ever happened to her because she's able to realize she could transform it.
Yeah.
And in her own mind, she did it. And so
yeah.
that's just my point, is that don't give up on anything, because we're coming into a time of dramatic energy shifting that's going to help us and encourage us to learn more about what your power is all about.
Yes, and also the thought occurred to me while you were talking about this, and we were talking about Morgellons arrest, that we need to remember that we chose this at the soul level. That this is part of what we came in to do, to teach other people and to learn for ourselves. So, for instance, I came in with the intent to experience HIV and AIDS, and I've had it for over 30 years. I'm still alive and healthy today, so that I'm a walking miracle.
And you are also not only a walking miracle, but you are an example for
exactly,
how many
exactly.
thousands of people that would love to hear what you have to say.
So, yeah, so those who have horrible diseases and problems and sufferings can work with that idea to remember that this is a soul contract, this is a soul-level thing that we agreed to take on. And the closer we move to our soul and our higher self levels, as you've been saying all evening, the more aligned we are with that and the less unnecessary suffering we have.
That's right. And it couldn't be more important than right now.
Oh,
I just can't stress that enough, Lance.
Yeah.
This is really, really important to get that information out there. And blessings to everybody who's working at it and doing the best you can. I personally can't thank you enough from the higher perspective of being that shaman that I've been and watching everybody going through so much. I have to say that I'm seeing some very, very positive results, and I'm grateful for what I'm seeing. So, you know, let's keep up the good work, and let's work together and talk to each other. Don't be afraid, and don't
yes.
take on other people's stuff that you don't
yes.
need. It's not worth it.
Yes, Mona, you are so wonderful. I just love and adore you.
Thank you, Mary. I love you, too.
Well, you know, we're out of time. It flew by again on Angel
again.
Wings.
Again.
Again, we'll have to do another show. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes,
before
we'll
we have
one.
To sign off, would you please make sure that we mention again the name of your book and your website?
Okay, it's called The Sacred Language of the Human Body, and you can go on Amazon, and you can get it straight from Amazon, or you can go onto my website, which is www.sacredreconnections, that's with an S, sacredreconnections.com, and there is a whole category on the book. And then you just go under that category, and it'll tell you how to get on there, and you can pay for the book right there, and they'll send it to you right away. So, so again, Lance, thank you so much for everything. And, you know, I mean, if people are really struggling, please, please, please don't hesitate to write, to call, to get in touch. And I'm willing to work with everybody. I try to call everyone back. So let's go for it.
Yes, I agree. You're great, Mona. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sweetie. I love you. You take care, and we'll have another chat soon.
Yes, we will. All righty.
Okay.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye, Lance.
Bye.